Yo, they left me all alone in the studio here. I feel like Will Smith for the last episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
How come they don't want me, man?
But it looks like y'all all fammed up out there in L.A. What's up, y'all?
Oh, HK, we have a great... You're alone, but we're not.
We're packed house.
We got to have HK over for dinner out here in L.A. Tanner is back with us, and joining us today is writer and host Ira Madison III.
Hey, thanks for having me. What are we dishing about today, Tanner?
Man, we got a big show, real big show today. Of course, we're dishing about this weekend's American Music Awards, The Real Housewives, and Britney Spears blasting Christina Aguilera online, plus a whole lot more.
But yo, let's start with last night's American Music Awards, hosted by Cardi B. Yes. Big ups to the Bronx representative. She did her thing all night long. And like a true Bronxite, she also pressed JoJo Siwa on site to come visit her daughter Culture for Christmas. Check it out.
JoJo Siwa, right? For my daughter's birthday party. But she is booked and busy. So JoJo Siwa, could you please come see my daughter on Christmas? I know you cost a lot of money. Let me tell you something. Y'all rappers don't got nothing on JoJo Siwa.
She called out how much he makes, too.
Oh,
not really,
God.
But she was like, she is expensive.
Dude, here's the thing. A lot of people don't recognize, like, JoJo Siwa's got that YouTube money, which
That's
is real serious money.
Yes.
Also, she drives a Tesla covered in photos of her face.
I used to live around the corner from her.
Oh, no way.
Like, you went to her house, HK,
marketing.
And it was all decorated with, like, lollipops and colors. Her face was all on the house.
She's a huge brand between, like, everything she got going on in the YouTube space, Dancing with the Stars. I mean, no wonder she's one of the biggest names in the game. I could probably only afford JoJo Simmons.
Well, moving on to some more AMA moments. It was the Battle of the Bands last night. Oh my gosh. New Edition versus the New Kids on the Block. These two came together to perform the biggest hits like You Got the Right Stuff, Candy Girl, Step by Step, Mr. Telephone Man. Can you stand the rain?
Okay, Jukebox.
Oh my gosh. Like, I knew all of the songs. Did y'all see it?
I did. Listen, the New Kids on the Block was like a real throwback for me, like, because I feel like they also kind of look different, but they sounded good still.
Oh, they all sounded great. They've been working out. You know their feet was hurting, though.
For real.
I was looking to see if somebody had orthotics. And they
Tanner, you're absolutely right. Like, New Kids on the Block lived up to the name, because I was like, who are these new kids? Because, like, some of them didn't look like how you remember them looking, but the voices was on point. And same thing with New Edition. Like, you know, like, their voices have matured, so they can't hit those high notes.
I thought New Edition sounded great.
Well.
I really did.
Now, those are definitely some classics right there. Both members in the groups are about 50 plus. Now, are you guys surprised that they could still move like that?
The moves were kind of easy. A little bit. They just have to sway a bit, you know?
That's what it is.
Yes, but New Edition looked great.
They
so,
look really good.
You know, the moves match with the hats.
Do y'all think y'all could just fall right in? Let's just say if you had to be tagged in any one of those groups and dance along, how y'all think y'all would do?
Like Ben Gay. They had me back up singing. I'm literally. They'd be like, what is that doggone minty eucalyptus smell?
Okay, well, we can't talk about the American Music Awards without talking about the fashion.
Yes.
So it's time for everybody.
What the fashion?
Yes.
And in honor of Gary with the T, who is out today, baby!
You did that.
Thanks,
you
Sherry.
Did that, Sam.
Lord, sugar baby. Cardi B showed up on the AMA's red carpet in a black dress and a gold mask.
Yes.
Who was her stylist? Kanye West? Look at her. Pulling a little bit of Squid Game there.
She looked amazing. This is what I love about Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
She always takes fashion chances.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever see a fail with her.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
This was a Schiaparelli mask, and she is giving, like, she's become one of the it fashion girls lately.
Ooh.
They love her.
Next, y'all, Mr. Billy Porter brought all the shade with his American Music Awards fashion. Billy Porter wore a soft blue suit, black boots, and topped it off with what? A blue umbrella hat.
I like it.
Did y'all see that?
I thought it was like a little person behind them holding the umbrella. Now
I didn't know what it was at first, but I was trusting Billy Porter to bring it.
He never misses.
He does. What'd you think, Ira?
You know, I like the suit.
You don't like the hat? You're not going to rock an umbrella
was
hat?
Was it raining?
No. No, it was not.
Well, lastly, rapper Gunna seemed to be the fashionista of rap. I even seen someone call him Gunna J. Blige at one point. He rocked a red and black velvet ensemble for the AMAs, which I think of the drip.
It's tricky to, I think it's always a little bit of a gamble to wear red on a red carpet if the color tones match so closely, which those seem to.
Yeah, I was like kind of 70s. Like, I would have liked to have seen him really go all out. Mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. To me, that looked like he went in his closet and found mm-hmm. something.
Yeah, like he was running late. Let me throw on this
Let
red
me throw
suit.
On this red and this black.
I haven't brought this out in a while.
Exactly.
He couldn't be the last one to leave. They might roll him up with the carpet.
All right, moving on. It feels like 1999 all over again with this story. Now, there is some drama between Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera.
You guys have any communication?
No, we're not doing that tonight. I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah. Bye.
But I'm happy for her.
Yeah. So Britney came for Christina on Instagram by posting the singer's Latin Grammy red carpet response with the caption, "Ooh, I love and adore everyone who supported me, but refusing to speak when you know the truth is equivalent to a lie."
That was really good.
Wow. I know, in my
Killer
mind,
Britney.
That's my conservatorship voice. Just released. Well, Christina did post a statement in support of Britney now months ago before the actual hearing, but I guess that wasn't enough for Britney.
Maybe she missed it.
You think Britney saw that?
I don't
her
think,
dad had her phone.
Yeah, her dad was holding everything. She didn't see that. You know, and now
I
they have a
you,
source
Adam.
Who is claiming that Christina was taken aback by the Britney shade. Mm-hmm. So Christina would like to have a private chat with Britney to settle some issues that still clearly lie. It's about to be some stuff happening.
That's damage control right there.
Christina gonna say some stuff.
I mean, also, like, Britney's been locked up for a bit, you know?
Yes.
Like, so, like, she's probably gonna make a lot of these mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fighting with people. Or
absolutely.
Like, she doesn't really know how to use social media.
It's tricky, too, because it's like, there's, I just know that Britney's got Christina's cell phone in her phone. Like, there's no world in which, they've been together since the Mickey Mouse Club. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
She got her old number.
You don't think Christina didn't change that number?
Well, switching gears into something a little bit more joyous. Blue Ivy is growing up right before our very own eyes, y'all. So. Fans got a huge surprise this weekend while witnessing Jay-Z being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, the famous mom and daughter duo, Beyoncé and Blue Ivy, of course, came through with a special tribute for Hov reciting some of Jay-Z's most memorable lyrics. Check it out.
Gather around, hustlers, because it's about to go down.
Congrats us, Carter, Ghost Rider. You paid the right price, so we just made your hits tighter.
I love this so much.
Only your daughter can clown your lyrics. You know
only
what I'm saying?
Only your daughter can. Yeah, anybody else, if they had laughed like that doing Jay-Z's lyrics, they would have been like, you'd never seen him again.
Yeah, Those rhymes were hard until Blue Ivy said it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when she chuckled at the end, it like kind of just made it 30%
it's like the kids'
less hard.
Version, you know what I mean?
Jeffrey, if I was getting inducted into like the Comedy Hall of Fame, he would start reciting some of my lines. He'd go, whatever, this isn't funny. And he'd like walk off. That's what he would do to me.
Oh, wow. That's cold.
That's very cold.
Roast you in front of everyone.
That's what a 16-year-old would do to his mom.
Ira, okay, so you've got a very fun and successful podcast called Keep It. Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us like where you came up with the name and where people can find it.
Well, the name came from like whenever you see something online and you're like, this new celebrity you don't like is doing something. You're like, keep it.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it came from. And it's just wherever you can get podcasts, you know, Spotify, so Apple. We talk about pop culture, a little bit of politics.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Cool. Spicy mixture.
Yeah,
oh,
and
neat.
You can see it on YouTube, and it's on Snapchat.
Oh, so we get the visual
cool.
with YouTube
as
well.
Yeah, there's some clips.
Dope. Keep
it! Coming up, things get a little messy with Adele. We'll get into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, all right. Adele's album 30 has finally been released, and Australian TV host Matt Dorian flew all the way to London to interview her. But when Adele asked if he had listened to a new album, he admitted he didn't. So, party foul. You supposed to lie. Reportedly, Adele stormed out of the interview and Matt was suspended from his job for 2 weeks. So, of course, Adele's fans, they jumped on Matt, started trolling him. But get this, some of them was trolling the wrong Matt Dorian because there's a political journalist that has the same name. Now, that Matt Dorian tweeted, "Go easy on me," because he apparently listens to the album. That's one of the songs.
Yeah.
This is so many levels of just, like, horror.
Listen, I looked it up. I had to know it. This dude flew from Australia to London. You know how many hours that flight
you
is?
You could have listened to her on the
It's a 23-hour flight. Adele's album is 1 hour.
You could have hard saved it to your phone and just streamed it while you was in the air.
He didn't pay for the Wi-Fi. He was busy watching a movie. Yeah. That's what he did.
But can I tell you, when you don't do... HK, I don't know if you remember this. I came to interview with you guys at the Ricky Smiley Show, and Portia was one of the hosts, and I came to promote my book, Plan D, How to Lose Weight and Beat Diabetes. And so Portia had not... She didn't look... You don't even have to read the book. But Portia was like, so, tell us about the B plan. And I said, who? And she was like, the B plan. And I said to Portia, did you see chapter 3? She was like, girl. She played it all so cold. I loved it. I love you, Portia.
Well, hey, we also got to shout out Miss Sherry Shepherd. Oh. She's in the new HBO show, The Sex Lives of College Girls, created by Mindy Kaling. And she's playing a senator. Senator Chase, very important and powerful Senator Chase. Take a look.
Senator Yvette Chase from the great state of Washington. It is so lovely to meet all of you.
Hey, I'm Whitney.
Oh, of course. There you are. My daughter.
Oh, it's very exciting to meet you, Your Honor.
You don't have to bow.
Can I take a photo with you to put on the wall of one of my restaurants?
Maybe later. Earl, can you close the door? I have a few things I want to say in private.
Sherry, I love that senator voice.
Wow, thank you so much. That was the voice I had to have. Maxine Waters, I'm reclaiming my time. I'm reclaiming my time. That's exactly who I took that from. I looked at Senator, Vice President Harris, Kamala Harris, but I wanted to have a little bit more than that. Mm-hmm. Business, I'm going to grab the air. I'm not playing. Yeah. And that's what Maxine Waters has. She has that, come and hit me. Shoot me in the heart. And I wanted that.
Got business blazers on. It's good. It was funny.
It was really fun because Mindy Kaling sent me an email and she said, I totally picture you and this is your voice and please come play with me. And when Mindy Kaling says, come play with me, you get all your toys and you get on a plane and you go play. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of fun. But you can catch The Sex Lives of College Girls on HBO Max and new episodes drop on Thursdays. And now Brett's got a special deal for you.
All right. If you're looking for a great way to pamper yourself, check this out. It's the Quench 8-Piece Micro Water Complex Skincare Set. This 5-star rated customer favorite set includes products for exfoliating, moisturizing, anti-aging, and smoothing.
The evening bundle comes with a night relief cream and a True Brilliance eye serum.
You can get your body yaddy yaddy with the body bundle, which includes a body souffle, a body scrub, and a smoothing hand and body lotion.
Yes, and that's not all, honey. The facial care system comes with a facial peel, a cleanser, y'all, and a moisturizer. So, Brad, tell everybody how much.
Well, Gary, this skincare set has been seen as high as $400, but COVID limited the manufacturer's retail opportunities, leaving them with excess product. So for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just $19.
Oh, wow. Lord.
You know what to do. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
And don't go anywhere. We got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. So, it is time to get into all this housewife messiness. Ira, I heard that you are a big fan of the housewives, so I am salivating. I cannot wait to hear your take on all of this. So, we got to kick things off with part 3 of The Real Housewives of Potomac reunion last night, starring Ms. Nicki Minaj. Now, y'all, Nicki Minaj surprised the girls, and when she got into Andy's chair, woo, this girl started asking some real questions, no filter, no cards, queen style. Check this out.
Ashley, first of all, I want to say I love seeing you with your boys. But to me, because you had just had a baby and you wanted to be home, rightfully so, with your babies, it seemed like you didn't have much of a storyline. So is that why you were willing to, be Giselle's sidekick and be shady to Wendy?
No.
You ain't lug your breast milk down there to start some drama to be petty so you can get more camera time, Jeff.
No, Nicki, listen.
Are you going to dispute that it seems like you left after you did it,
actually?
You didn't stay and hang out with
us? I think that she gave birth literally 2 weeks into filming.
Uh-oh. So, Ira, what did you think about Nikki sitting in Andy's seat?
You know what? I loved it. I thought she's like a fan of the show. I'm a Barb. Yeah. Sometimes. I'm a part-time Barb.
Okay.
and I thought it was fun.
She was like, no, you should have stayed home. Why did you come back to work if you had your baby? But Giselle wanted to go, bitch! But it's Nicki Minaj, so you can't do that.
I know. It's like, can I put you in the hot seat and ask you some questions, Nikki?
I know they did. Now, because you're a Barb, when somebody comes after Nikki, do you jump in there and you troll the person?
Are you lining
them
up on Twitter?
That's why I said part-time Barb. Okay, I do not do free work.
All right, well, moving on. The saltiest housewives of them all, the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So in last night's episode, Mary and Whitney had a little fight. Well, it kind of seems like Whitney had a fight by herself because during a drunk moment, Whitney tried to get deep with Mary about what she considered their friendship, but it was a snooze fest for Mary. Take a look.
Mary, I love you. And I've put a lot into our friendship, but at the cooking class, you told me we're not friends. You told me that I don't listen, I don't follow your instructions. You said a lot of things to me that really hurt me. Mary, do you care?
Or
do
I
you
know I care, I'm listening.
You're falling asleep.
I'm still listening.
I mean, who tries to tell a story to Mary anyway? I love her on TV, but she is wild. So yeah. At a certain point, it's like, why are you asking Mary to be nice to you? While you're drunk, too.
Like, in a weird way, like, I get being Whitney. Like, I totally am the person, like, if I had a bottle of wine, I'm going to tell every single person in this room how much I love them and how much they mean to me. But I would totally overestimate the scenario because I'm intoxicated. And I feel like Whitney's
in the
same.
That's what I don't like. When people get drunk, that's when they want to tell you how much they love you. Mm-hmm. Then it always ends and they want to kiss you.
Yeah.
Then it ends and they spitting on you. Yep, and then they don't remember why they got a black eye the next morning. It's too much.
All right, well, coming up next, Halle Berry's Freak Meter makes Young and May blush. We'll tell you about that more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys, listen up. In a recent interview, rapper Young and May asked Halle Berry to name one of her sexual turn-ons that other people might find weird. So check out what she said.
I like when, you know, when you're kissing someone and they, like, kind of suck the tongue.
Wow, I love this.
You can see, like, Young and May went right in her head and was like visualizing how that would feel.
Yeah, 100%.
Who wasn't HK? Who wasn't?
How do you get that other person's tongue all the way out of their mouth into your mouth to suck on?
Like, suction power.
You just gotta, like inhale it in. Long as they don't got them little cat tongues, that's where it gets weird. And then, like, then you feel like you're strangling somebody.
Like, yeah, your tongue in a serpent. That's a very intimate thing, tongue sucking, and not a lot of people know how to pull it off very well.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people.
Sherry, tell us.
Don't act like I'm the only one.
No, Sherry, you're totally not. You're not the only one.
You're not the only one.
Sherry Shepherd, what are your top five tips for tongue sucking?
You give it slowly. Mm-hmm. You can't do it hard because that hurts. Mm-hmm. Your tongue is attached. Mm-hmm. So don't do it too hard. Don't use all your suction power. Mm-hmm. Then when you get into it, then you're...
Okay.
Look at y'all. That's what we were thinking too.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.